How does differentiated meat perform at a meat raffle?
Oh, now that's interesting. I'm at a meat raffle last Friday, and here's what I found.
Yes.
The differentiated meat was a crowd pleaser. You could have like your 5 pounds of ground chuck. You could have, you know, maybe some ribeyes or this, but people really got into like the beef sticks
the
or
ham
the deer sticks or
yes.
the more novelty types item, maybe the flavored bacon, you know, things like that.
You shared kind of a secret, an intimate secret. You confided in me recently.
Just about what?
Just like 20 minutes ago. You shared kind of a personal story. Is it okay if I share it with our listening audience?
Yes. Yeah, it's fine. I think.
Personal, kind of a secretive, kind of personal thing you shared with me.
Okay.
And we have a relationship. There's trust here.
Yeah. So I'm trusting that you're going to talk about something that's appropriate for a worldwide audience.
It's a personal. This is an intimate detail about your life. You shared it.
Mm-hmm.
You confided in me.
Yeah.
You thought that it would be fun to have a kicking contest.
Oh, yeah. I just thought it would be fun to see from our team, the Get Fresh crew, who could kick the longest field goal?
Who do you think would do it? Who do you think would win in a competition such as this?
I think I'm not sure on this one. We might have a couple sleepers, like Jimmy. You never know. Or Corey.
I mean, I've kicked a ball over a building.
Yeah, but you're not going to win.
You don't think I'm going to win this? Well, you don't think...
I don't think you're going to win
you
it.
Know,
I'm not going to win it.
Do you know anybody else who's kicked a ball over a building?
Well, I guess no.
No,
don't.
You don't.
I don't.
You don't.
But
you don't know anybody else who's kicked a ball over a 20-yard building. Here I sit, right in front of you. Yet you don't feel that I would...
I think
do well in a competition.
There's going to be some surprises. I think there's going to be some surprises.
I really want to thank you for trusting me with that information.
You're welcome.
Many years of trust and honesty and...
Fealty. Yep. No, you're very welcome.
And it has been rewarded.
Yep. I've extended trust. It's been rewarded.
Yep. He recently emceed a local meat raffle, Michael J. Hart IV.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever emceed a chili cook-off?
I did not emcee it, but I did broadcast live from the White Chili Cook-Off years ago when...
Now you're saying the community of White South Dakota.
Yeah, yeah,
it
just kind of north of Brookings there. Yep.
Because you could say White Chili Cook-Off, and some people would think that, that's...
You're making a bunch of Alfredo-flavored chili.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nope.
Macaroni and cheese chili.
South Dakota.
Yeah,
white South Dakota is the community.
Now, did a white chili recipe win the White South Dakota chili cook-off?
No.
Like a macaroni and cheese.
Nope.
A Swiss cheese and noodles chili.
It was exactly like we talked about. It was something a little bit more expected.
Welcome to our computer radio program, the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I.
If you're ever doing a meat raffle, let a guy know.
If you're familiar with our program, it should come as no surprise that Michael J. Hart IV's favorite Super Bowl commercials are always the really sad ones. Why is that?
That's not true.
I think that's true.
That's not true.
I think you confided in me.
No. You're misremembering. Here's the thing. I like a good, funny Super Bowl ad, but here's something I've noticed in recent years. Are you ready? Can I confide in you?
Yes.
I feel like sometimes they're trying so hard to be funny that you miss the point. And then it's just weird. Like, I don't even understand it sometimes.
Do they ever try so hard to be funny that they're actually kind of sad?
They go right past funny, right into sad. I haven't experienced that, but it's within the realm of believability.
Would you say the really sad and dramatic ones are more differentiated than the really silly ones in your mind?
There's fewer of them. I'm thinking of like the sort of the thoughtful or like meaningful, like Clydesdales, the Budweiser Clydesdale commercial.
A very thoughtful one.
Yeah. Kind of sweet.
Well, now this is interesting, though, because
I remember them, but they're not my favorite.
This actually, though, there's another genre of Super Bowl ad, the animal ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what you just described, though, combines the animal ones and the kind of
a little bit dramatic,
sentimental
ones.
Sentimental, yeah. Contemplative ones.
The ones that I thought were the most funny were, this is many years ago now, the Real American Genius, when Bud Light did those. I thought those were really funny.
But it didn't make you cry. And
it didn't make me cry.
That's what you told me. You confided in me that some of the really sad ones are the ones that you actually remember.
I didn't say that.
What's the saddest ad you can remember seeing in the Super Bowl?
Boy, I don't.
Have you ever cried during an ad?
I don't know if I want to cry during an ad. I've seen some really sentimental ads.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember a really sad one from the Super Bowl. Do you? A really sad one.
I don't remember one off the top of my head.
Okay. How about a really funny one where you're like, okay, that made me giggle.
I guess I don't really remember.
So what you're saying is that there's been a fair number of Super Bowl ads that you just don't remember.
I don't remember. I
appreciate you being honest with me and trusting me with that.
I bet there are some, though, that you forget they were like a Super Bowl ad.
Wasn't there an ad? You're going to have to help me.
Yes, yes.
I remember because it was like this kind of big Muppet thing that was sort of bedraggled.
Yeah, this sounds like something I would get into.
And then all of a sudden at the end.
Now you said bedraggled?
Yeah,
I don't know what that
like,
means.
Like it was kind of dirty and like downtrodden and kind of like, you know, sad looking.
I thought maybe you meant bedazzled.
No,
but
bedraggled.
You said bedraggled.
Yeah, bedraggled. Yeah. That's my word of the day, by the way.
I was just going to ask that. Good. Yeah,
but at the end, it's like. All of a sudden, it sort of like blossoms into this like beautiful creature, really vibrant colors.
Yeah.
And it was maybe it was for Xerox or something like that.
This sounds like a nice story.
And it was kind of sentimental.
But it was kind of fun.
But it was, yeah, it was sweet.
Visually appealing.
Surprising.
Surprising.
Yeah. So there, I kind of remember that, but I don't remember all of the details.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of remember that.
There was the one about this guy that had knee braces on. Do you remember this?
This is a great start.
It's a little boy with knee braces and he couldn't walk very well and he ends up getting really good at walking, so good that he starts running. He just keeps running. Runs for miles and miles and miles. Runs across the country. Runs all the way to the ocean. Turns around. Runs all the way back.
Are you talking about Forrest Gump? That's a movie. That's not an ad.
Okay, so your word of the day was bedraggled.
Bedraggled.
We did not anticipate the urgent response to comments we made about chili cook-offs.
It was a little out of control.
I mean, we didn't say that you shouldn't prepare a differentiated chili. You know, we have nothing against a differentiated chili recipe.
Make your white chili with chicken.
No.
It's fine.
We just said that a differentiated chili will rarely win a chili cook-off.
Yeah.
And winning isn't everything. We weren't saying that winning is everything in a chili cook-off.
People just got up in arms. Up in arms about this chili cook-off.
Differentiated chili. We should have seen it. Differentiated chili can be very polarizing. We should have seen it coming.
Yep. In today's environment. You're right.
So please, differentiate your chili. Just don't be disappointed if it doesn't win in the chili cook-off.
Fair enough.
Whether or not your chili would win a chili cook-off should not be the only way you measure the quality of your chili.
As this outpouring has occurred, has it rattled you in any way as it relates to the kind of chili you would make in a chili cook-off?
I'm going to confide in you.
Please, extend some trust and it will be rewarded.
It has not rattled me very much.
It It was a great ad. That ad was actually about 2.5 hours long. Yep. Yeah.